man is fallen. You have a lot of people in this world that have it all together. They are the cream of the crop and praised by a lot of people. They seem to be perfect and better than others. They love the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from an infinite God. Then you have people who can barely take care of themselves. They make horrible decisions and are addicted to every foul thing. They cannot function and even keep a job. They are cast off and judged by others. Why should a fool have money in his hand to buy wisdom when he has no sense? Also strangely, many pretend to be rich but have nothing. Another pretends to be poor yet has great wealth. Who can understand the human heart? There is nothing else so deceitful. It is too sick to be healed. Man is fallen. Even the greatest of people will not be great forever. Fame and prestige in this world comes and goes. The effects of evil in our world has made all mankind weak and vulnerable to what God calls sin and death. Only fools say in their heart there is no God. They are corrupt and their actions are evil. Not one of them does good. Many are rich and have everything they want. They don't need a thing, they say, not realizing they are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. The foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest of human plans, and God's weakness is stronger than the greatest of human strength. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important. As a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God. Babylon is fallen. The great city is fallen. She has become a home for demons. She is a hideout for every foul spirit, a hideout for every foul vulture, and every foul and dreadful animal. For all the nations have fallen because of her wine, of her passionate immorality. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her. Because of her desires for extravagant luxury, the merchants of this world have grown rich. Hear the Lord say today, come away from her, my people. Do not take part in her sins, or you will be punished with her. Man is fallen. Why be destroyed with man in his rebellion? Amen. Come with me to chapter 6, starting with verse 12 of Revelation, as I close. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to the ground, to the earth, as figs drop from fig tree when shaken by strong wind. The heavens receded, and like a scroll being rolled up, every mountain and island was removed from its place. The kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and everyone else, both slave and free, hid in caves among the rocks of mountains. They called to the mountains on the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to survive?" Amen. Listen, you have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit of Christ is saying about this world. Babylon is fallen. Man is fallen. Receive Jesus today, the Savior of the world. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. He comes to make all things new, to restore fallen man in this broken world. But first, God will surely shatter the head of his enemies, the hairy crown of him who goes on his guilty deeds. Study Isaiah 21, verse 9.